Hello and welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Center. I'm Vedant Agarwal. Well, the UP boys are back. After many jibes, hectic negotiations and a tense bargain, Rahul Gandhi and Akhilesh Yadav are set to fight the big battle for Uttar Pradesh together in the 2024 general elections. And in a defining visual, Akhilesh Yadav joined Rahul Gandhi in Agra. Well, the optics weren't amiss at all. Exactly the show of strength the Congress needed after humiliating setbacks from key allies and regional satraps. But many political pundits would be more cynical about the alliance. After the spectacular failure that the SP-Congress combo was in 2017 in the state polls, can it take on the BJP juggernaut in the state? And this state, remember, defines the general elections mandate. Can the SP-Congress alliance dent the NDA's prospects, or is it a non-starter? On Left, Right and Centre tonight, we ask, can the hand steer the cycle? And joining me on the broadcast now, I'm being joined by Charu Pragya of the BJP. Dolly Sharma, spokesperson of the Congress, will also be joining us in a short while from now. Pradeep Bhatti of the Samajwadi Party is with us as well. And Amitabh Tiwari, our political strategist, is also with us on Left, Right and Centre. Mr. Bhatti, going across to you first. Well, there were many political jibes, as I said, hectic negotiations. What made you finally, you know, ink that seat-sharing agreement with the Congress?
Thank you, Vedant. It's Pradeep Bhatti. And what we have seen in the last few days, a lot of negotiation was happening between Congress and Samajwadi Party. Thankfully, all the negotiations have been done properly, and now we have kicked off our campaign. So we are going great guns, and Honorable Akhilesh Yadav ji joined hands today in this PDA Yatra, which we call Nyaya Yatra, also from Congress side. And Akhilesh Yadav ji is one of the tallest leader now in the heartland of PDA. So there is a big, huge gathering around him. It's a great there are lot many followers following him. So in Uttar Pradesh, we see in the last few years what BJP has done. There only the few promises has been not 10% yes. of the promises that they have made in 2014 and 19 has been accomplished. So there is a high chance that we'll be beating BJP with very huge margin. And in the coming years, what we have also...
But Mr. Bhatti, what made you finally join hands with the Congress? Because your own leaders have said that the Congress's declining seat share and vote share is a big concern, and SP, of course, has to be the larger partner. So what made you finally ink that deal with the Congress? Because many of your own leaders were very skeptical about the Congress earlier.
No, that is not the case. I think it is required because we want everyone who is against... these price rise and unemployment and so many other issues relate to the farmers, the youths and the women, that everything was going haywire. So what we have to, what we have decided to do, let's do our act together, let's join our act together and do in the interest of the people of this state and as well as the country, we should come together and fight for the anti-democratic country, anti-democratic party, and the unconstitutionally work being done by the BJP, what we have seen in the recent judgment passed by the Honorable Supreme Court.
In fact, Dolly Sharma of the Congress is also with us. And before I go across to you, Dolly, let me get in Charu Pragya of the BJP. How do you look at this visual, Charu Pragya? You know, Akhilesh Yadav and Rahul Gandhi coming back together after 7 years. Is there a sense of caution as far as the BJP is concerned?
Not at all. But just to put things in perspective, Vedant, I would like to trace a little bit of the Congress SP friendship history. Do you know why UP ke ladke never stayed together for 7 long years? It's because not just Congress lost vote share when they were together, Samajwadi Party lost a tremendous vote share when they were together. In fact, they reached their lowest ever tally of barely 21% of the votes in 2017 elections when they were together last. 21.8% precisely, which again rose to 30%+ in 2022. So mathematics and numbers show that every time they have attempted a Gathbandhan or a Mahagathbandhan of any sort, especially with the Congress, there is a slide in their vote share. That was the data part of it. But moving ahead, it doesn't matter to the Bharatiya Janata Party what the alliance is planning to do. It's totally up to them. I'm only a political observer. But as an observer, I do notice that Samajwadi went ahead and announced 11 seats for the right. Congress without any consultation with the Congress. So whatever is the optics that they are trying to play at today, these are the things which remain in the minds of people. Someone calling Akhilesh Yadav, Akhilesh, Akhilesh. Okay. Akhilesh Yadav calling Congress Neta Chutkaya. They remember things like this, and it's very difficult to get Karyakartas together last minute.
Okay, so you made an interesting point about how the the SP's alliance with the Congress is not only just the bare minimum, but perhaps is going to hurt the SP's prospects as
Absolutely.
Well. Let me get Amitabh Tiwari on that, and then I'll go across to Dolly Sharma. I'm being told that there's some issue with her line. Amitabh Tiwari, weigh in on this, because, Charu Pragya is right in pointing out that, the SP's seat share went down significantly and spectacularly in the 2017 polls when it allied with the Congress. What does the Congress really bring to the table? Is it the bare minimum, or is it going to worsen the SP's performance?
See, from an optics perspective, Congress brings to the table that there is some semblance of an alliance against the BJP, because even RLD had moved out of the Samajwadi Party-led alliance, and BSP is no longer part of it.
Hmm.
That's one. Number two is that what happens is that this alliance can be seen as being done to prevent the split of the minority vote. And okay. What this unintentionally does is that it could lead to a significant polarization and anti-consolidation of the Hindu votes as well, because there is already a Hindutva fervor in the state after the inauguration of the Ram Mandir temple. So this could also happen. And what Congress brings to the table apart from this is the fact that it may not lead to a split of votes. See, Congress, of the 6% vote share which Congress has, 3% is, you can classify it as a MY vote, and the balance 3% consists of non-Yadav OBCs, upper caste, and the Jatavs. And as you mentioned, this 3% is the risky proposition for Samajwadi Party, because seamless transfer of this 3%, which is half of Congress strength, may not actually happen to Samajwadi Party candidates, and there could be significant leakages leading to a below par performance of the alliance, as has happened during 2017.
The Muslim vote aspect is very interesting, and so is the caste factor, because of course we can't talk about UP without talking caste, but I'll come to that in a bit. Dolly Sharma is now with us. Dolly Sharma, speaking of allies, I mean, you have lost key allies like Jayant Chaudhary. OP Rajbhar is back in the NDA fold as well. As far as the Congress is concerned in UP, it performed its worst ever electoral performance back in 2022. How are you even banking on this alliance? Because your vote share and your seat share has been declining abysmally so. How do you think you're going to take on the BJP juggernaut?
Good evening to everyone. I would like to say today in Agra, you must have seen the crowd, the overflowing crowd. The way they greeted Rahul Gandhi ji and Akhilesh Yadav ji together, the city of love, we've seen people showering so much of love on both the parties. And of course, BJP is now today, after 10 years of government in Uttar Pradesh, failing to provide jobs to the youth of this country, failing Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, we are watching them protecting the Balatkaris. Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, the Nara has become Balatkari Bachao. So, on every front, if we look at the farmers of this country, they are protesting, they are going on the roads. What BJP is giving them, not even the sugarcane prices.
Hmm.
Even today, the farmers are crying. They are not getting the price of their crops. So everywhere, whatever BJP says, har baat jumla hi nikalti hai. This is what I can say in a Hindi. The Hindi line is BJP hamesha jumle hi chhodti hai.
Okay, let me get Charu Pragya of the BJP to respond to that. Let me get Charu Pragya to respond to that. Charu Pragya, of course, if you look at the vote share, the BJP's rise has truly been incredible in Uttar Pradesh. But the points that Dolly Sharma is making, whether it is the law and order situation, of course, the Atiq Ahmed killing comes to mind, whether it is unemployment, which continues to be a big concern in Uttar Pradesh, how would you respond to these very valid concerns that not just the opposition, but of course the people of Uttar Pradesh are also raising. I mean, you talk about investment, but there are so many memorandums of understanding that have still not been signed. So, you know, there are concerns, very valid ones among the youth and the people of Uttar Pradesh.
Vedant, I don't need to resort to rhetoric because our actions speak louder than words, and I'll tell you why I'm saying this. When you talk about the law and order situation in the state of Uttar Pradesh, it is very easy to pinpoint an unfortunate incident or two, and they are very unfortunate and very regretful. But at the same time, BJP has been elected back into power in the state of Uttar Pradesh repeatedly on a plank of security. Because if you remember Uttar Pradesh from 10 years ago, or even any time which was older than 7-8 years ago, the situation was so bad under Samajwadi rule that when Yogi ji came into power, those were the first things that he started working on. And one of the biggest reasons on winning in Uttar Pradesh in 2022 was on the issue of security. And he worked on it enough to show to the people that he meant business, and the vote share of Bharatiya Janata Party again increased. So why I'm saying this, that this is not a rhetoric, is because I'm backing up everything I'm saying with data and facts. This party, they have been very good at lip service, but that's all that has happened, right? Why take off on a yatra where you could be discussing seat share across the country and leave everything to the last minute? And you know, especially in Uttar Pradesh, which has the maximum seats in the country.
Right. Go ahead and respond to that. I'll come back to Charu Pragya. Pradeep Bhati, also talk to us about, you know, while the points that your ally is making are very valid, the fact of the matter is that UP continues to give its mandate to the NDA.
And even after the farmer protest before that,
let me tell dear friend in from Bharatiya Janata Party, their actions speak louder than words. How the actions are being taken. 10 rapes are happening in Uttar Pradesh every day. 11 murders are happening in Uttar Pradesh every day. This is NCRB data, the latest data. So this is how the law and order situation has been.
Can you compare it to per million?
Charu Pragya, I'll come back and let Mr. Bhati have his word. Go ahead.
That is happening every day. That is happening. And that too, the half of the cases are not even been registered in the police station. There is so much of lawlessness in Uttar Pradesh that one cannot imagine. You have seen all the cases against women is highest in the India, in Uttar Pradesh, if you see, compare that. So this is how they are running the state. The matter of fact is that the today Uttar Pradesh condition of youth is that they are the highest number of unemployed youth in Uttar Pradesh. We, Honorable Akhilesh Yadav, asked the Honorable Chief Minister on the floor of the House that please provide us employment rate. Don't give us unemployment rate. Give us employment rate.
Charu Pragya, quick response to that, and then I'll go to the other panelists. Charu Pragya, quick 30-second response.
Second thing.
So, the unfortunate thing is that if you're throwing data in my face, sir, understand that I am again speaking with merely facts. When you are giving this data and saying Uttar Pradesh is sliding down, why don't you quote me data per million? Because it's the most populous state in the country. So please be logical, because it is not Uttar Pradesh.
NCRB data point that he raised is a fair one. You know, how would you respond to that? That, you know, perhaps law and order, and when it comes to women's safety, Uttar Pradesh continues to, you know,
That is exactly what I'm trying to respond to, Vedant, because he's giving you data on the basis of the number of cases. Why do you not compare this to cases
now
per
million?
Charu Pragya complete.
Okay, Mr. Bharti, do not interrupt me.
Ms. Pragya, go ahead.
Wait for my turn to speak. You can do the same, and Vedant, I'll be grateful if you can ensure the other spokesperson gives me the same respect.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. And if you're going to throw data in my face, also remember that Uttar Pradesh is the most populous state in the country. So compare your data to crimes per million. And if you look at crimes per million, Delhi is number one, Telangana is number two, Rajasthan is number three, Odisha is number four, Andhra Pradesh is number five. Go and do your homework before you come here and talk to data about me. Uttar Pradesh is not even in the top 10. Remember that. And that goes on to show why the women of Uttar Pradesh, time after time, press Kamal ka button and not any
other
button. So Charu Pragya, that's one data point that you've quoted.
Since this
And perhaps there are many other statistics. There are many other statistics that point otherwise. But let us come back to the electoral bit. Let's come back to the electoral bit of it. And Dolly Sharma, let me get you in. Dolly Sharma, many say.
Just one line. Do it complete.
Mr. Bhatia, I'll come to you. There are other panelists as well. Dolly Sharma. Many say that this SP Congress alliance is just to consolidate the Muslim vote. Would you agree?
See, we are a secular party and every caste, every religion matters to the Congress party, number one. And secondly, the point that Charu Pragya, I wanted to clear because being a female, I'm sitting here, I come from Uttar Pradesh, Ghaziabad. There are NCRV data, National Commission of Women, we've seen the data there. Uttar Pradesh is on number one when it comes to crime against women. And we've seen incidents happening wherein a girl has to put on kerosene on her just to get one FIR registered. We have seen the case with Sengar. We have seen the case with this Brijbhushan Saran Singh. And we've seen Tenny Ji ka beta, Ajay Mishra Tenny, the way he thrashed the farmers of this country. अपने जीप से उड़ा दिया. We've seen and the way BJP protected he the police of the Uttar Pradesh government was offering him tea.
Dolly Sharma, that's a valid point you're making there, and that incident was absolutely unfortunate and condemnable. But how would you then, you know, what would your response be to the fact that, you know, that particular area, the Lakhimpur area, also gave its mandate to the BJP? Though, of course, what you're saying is a very valid point, and that incident was absolutely condemnable. There are no two ways about it.
Yeah. See, I am very clear the way lakhs of people gathered to visit Rahul Gandhiji, the way the youth with which we have seen the Bharti Ghotalas happening, paper leak happening, BJP government is playing with the future of this country, the youth of this country. If it not had been Rahul Gandhi visiting them, raising their voice, we would not have seen BJP taking action on it. So I am telling you time and again, 2024 is the time when the people of Uttar Pradesh will answer to each and everything that they have faced from past 10 years.
Okay. Charu Pragya, a quick response to that.
Yes, again, you know, it's good to be optimistic, but this is basically Mungeri Lal seeing more and more Haseen Sapne. That's how it has been with the Congress party. See, like I did with the data that you were trying to show me, the truth is that India is rising today and it's rising with fantastic policies which are helping people on the ground. It is rising with an ideology which is ensuring that every last man in this country is given at least the basic facilities. And let's also not forget that even the tallest leaders of both the Congress and the Samajwadi Party, they've had bastions in Uttar Pradesh. They have contested elections from same constituencies for generations. Yet it took a Narendra Modi government to connect those areas with a motorable expressway.
Okay.
Yet it took a Narendra Modi government to get the basic facilities of healthcare, even electricity, down to those villages and constituencies.
Okay, Pradeep Bhatia, very quickly, your response to that. And also, you know, talk to us about how do you plan to take on the BJP juggernaut? Because, you know, the BJP has expanded its tentacles to, you know, the Kurmis, the Nishads, and, you know, it's no longer a Brahmin Baniya party, so to speak. So how do you plan to take on the BJP juggernaut? Because UP, you have to have the caste arithmetic right.
Say, Vedant, this is consolidation of all PDAs, all the poors of this state. So there is only one consolidation, that is consolidation of all PDA. PDA include you, everybody knows, Pichra, Dalit, Adivasi, Adiabadi, or poors, all Agre poors. Second thing, how conveniently she has dumped that data points with Honorable Home Minister when he was in the state and doing rallies, he was talking about anybody can go after 12 a.m. also. And Uttar Pradesh is such a good in the lawful state. So what has happened now? 10 raids happening every day, and the highest number of cases against women is the correct data. So now it's currently I started talking about this thing.
Those points that you're making are extremely important, and perhaps you need to, you know, the SP and the Congress perhaps also needs to find some sort of language to communicate those very valid points you're making to the electorate as well. But the last word to you, Mr. Amitabh Tiwari, you've been listening very patiently. You know, I also very briefly want to touch upon the BSP factor. The BSP has decided to go it alone. What is going to be the BSP's sort of role in as we see these political dynamics play out in Uttar Pradesh? Mr. Tiwari, I'm afraid you're on mute. If you could unmute yourself.
BSP would act as the vote cutter. Even if you remember the 2022 Vidhan Sabha elections, the gap between Samajwadi Party and BJP was 9% vote share in terms of standalone parties.
Yes.
And BSP got 13% vote share. So in any election, if there is a triangular fight, the vote gets split, and that is advantage BJP because of the split of opposition votes.
Okay. That's
now we're talking about just one line on the law and order. Law and order it would be debated and discussed in a Vidhan Sabha election. It's a national election. Here the main thing is national security, perhaps. Correct. And other national factors, and that is what the wrong strategy of the Congress and the Samajwadi Party is. That has been discussed and debated in a Vidhan Sabha election in 2022. It will again be discussed and debated.
Okay. So that's an interesting point there. Remains to be seen how the discourse sort of plays out there. But thanks very much for joining us with that. Of course, Uttar Pradesh is really the guard of Indian politics, as we say. And of course, it assumes significance more so than ever before now in the run-up to 2024.